Okay, so real quick, let's go through any presentations or posters, Jean-Charles, on lung cancer we haven't talked about tonight that maybe people ought to be looking out for.
Very clearly, PD-1 is going to steal the show. Starts tomorrow at the Clinical Science Symposium of Lung, 8 a.m. MEC in combination with docetaxel in RAS-mutated patients, a very nice randomized phase 2 trial with PFS difference, and of course, the deciphering of the molecular reality in squamous cell carcinoma.
Alicia?
A randomized trial of afatinib versus chemotherapy, kind of
can
like
you give us a little hint? Are you discussing that, or are you on
it? I'm the senior author on it.
Any hints? Same as erlotinib? Come on. It's only 2 days from now.
It's it's a similar design to IPASS and the other similar trials but this is the first one to compare against PEM, and it's the first one using a second-generation EGFR inhibitor.
So similar outcome to IPASS?
I would be shocked if there were any difference between this trial and those that have predated.
Okay, we shall see. Tom, what should we look out for?
I mean, those are the two I was going to...
Second-generation ALK inhibitors, I'll also say.
I think PD-1, this ASCO will be remembered as the PD-1 ASCO. I think you guys who haven't seen the data yet, two things are happening. One, there's two New England Journal papers being reported tomorrow, which will be early release on your iPads or your iPhones. And the presentation will be a presentation by Julie Bramer, a presentation by Topalian on PD-1 and PD-1 ligand, not just PD-1, but anti-PD-1 ligand. And those will be the papers that will steal the show.
Well, the other thing is, like, the ROS1 paper only had one patient, the Nigerian patient you talked about, but I think tomorrow they're reporting, seven more responses.
Yeah,
13 patients, 7 responses to crizotinib with ROS1.
Again, it's rare. It's only 1.7%, but it's out there. And I think if you have a never smoker, it's triple negative for KRAS, ALK, and EGFR.
Triple negative lung cancer.
Lung cancer has its own triple negative.
Triple negative lung cancer.
I'm an immunological skeptic. I'm not sure that PD-1 is going to be the answer to cancer. I hope so.
Can I ask you,
it looks like it's
8% responses. Why are you so excited?
80%?
Eight.
And six, the
abstract.
Eight, seven, nine?
I have seen the papers.
But you've seen the patients responding?
Tell me what you think tomorrow night.
So, Corey?
KRAS. There'll be some data here on KRAS. It's been the orphan or the other wallflower. And remember, we've known about this mutation for over 25 years. Not actionable, but there'll be some data with the MEK inhibitors, selumetinib, docetaxel plus or minus, that looks at least compelling enough to take further. I mentioned the mTOR inhibitors earlier. And there is one somewhat, not really obscure, but probably misplaced paper, LDK for patients who have progressed on crizotinib, which actually shows salvage benefit. I don't know the specifics, but I've referred patients for this and I've seen them respond. So I think it's in the developmental therapeutics section and not in lung.
So if you're into KRAS, come back here tomorrow night. We'll hear Eric von Kutzum talking about KRAS and colorectal cancer. Mark, what else at ASCO?
In addition to this, since we have 1 minute left, I would also draw attention to Rogerio Lilienbaum's PS2 randomized trial. I think that would be of interest. It's a significant proportion of patients we see. The poor performance status, we still struggle with the right thing to do. I think we'll get some guidance there. Many of these people don't have these oncogenic drivers. So.
Is the first PS2 specific randomized trial that actually shows a benefit for carboplatin-based combo.
Awesome. All right, so please fill out the CME form. Tell us what you like, what you didn't like. You can do it in paper or on the iPad. Thanks so much to the faculty. Thank you for coming. Have a great night.